I'm here in the North Staffs Hotel today with representatives from the Boundary Commission. Would you like to introduce yourself, sir?
I'm Max Caller, and I chair the Local Government Boundary Commission for England.
Okay, Max. Welcome to Stoke-on-Trent. Can I begin by asking you to explain just what the Boundary Commission is and what its function is?
The Local Government Boundary Commission works only in England, and we determine the number of councillors that councils have and the wards or divisions that they represent.
And so can you tell us, explain to our readership why Stoke-on-Trent is facing boundary changes?
Well, there have been a series of problems with the local government in Stoke over a number of years, and that resulted in a commission that was set up by government. They reported. One of the things that they suggested was that there needed to be changes to the electoral arrangements for Stoke's councillors. And the Electoral Commission, when we were part of that body, decided that in the interests of effective and convenient local government, we should undertake a review. At the same time, the local government minister decided that Stoke should have all-out elections once every 4 years. So that's one of the fundamental parts of our review.
All right. Why hasn't the Boundary Commission suggested a system of election by thirds or halves? And just before we progress with that question, would you explain to our readership what thirds and half elections are?
If you're elected by thirds, effectively you have every ward with three members, and you elect 3 years out of four one of those three members. So you elect one, and then have a year off. If you elect by halves, they're all two-member wards, and you elect one in 1 year and one in another, and you have 2 years off. The decision as to whether or not you elect by thirds and halves, in the first instance, was for the council, and then subsequently for the government. So it's not our choice at all. The minister decided to put an order through Parliament saying it was going to be all-out elections. Parliament's now decided we don't have a choice, and neither does Stoke-on-Trent.
So if there is no choice, is there any sense of redress that people in the city can press the councillors to explore? So is there any way that they can overturn this government order?
Not as far as we're concerned. We're bound by the decision that Parliament's made, and it will be now for Parliament to change it. So we will have finished our work by the time Parliament might get round to doing it. So I don't see a way forward to move from all-out elections at this stage. It's not our choice.
When local people were given the chance to make submissions to the Boundary Commission about the number of councillors, most submissions, including the council's own, gave arguments for more councillors than the 45, or I believe it's been changed to 44, that have now been arrived at. Now, the main proponent of such a low number was the unelected and imposed Government and Transition Board. Why is it that more weight was given to the views of this group as opposed to those of a democratically elected council?
Well, more weight wasn't given to any particular group. We looked very hard at the evidence, and we base all our decisions on the evidence that we receive. What we are interested in is effective and convenient local government, where councillors have a structure which enables them to take the key decisions that the council needs to sort out. And it was clear to us that there wasn't an effective strategic decision-taking process within the council, and far too much time was being spent on very small issues and not solving the big matters that the council faced. When we